And let me share my experience from practical point of view to for answering the questions that was given to us as a panelist. For sure, in Kyrgyzstan, PPP is being used as a driver for implementing projects focused on climate resilience last days, especially with focus on renewable energy, green public transportation and transport infrastructure for electric vehicles, waste management, street lighting, organic agriculture, breeding livestock, and so on. At the same time, as I mentioned yesterday, PPP, along with projects, bringing innovations for the developing countries like Kyrgyzstan. And for integration of climate resilience into PPP, what we have done in practice is we used a complex approach as follows. Firstly, politically. So it was adopted a president's decree on measures to ensure environmental safety and climate sustainability of the Kyrgyz Republic. And government adopted action plan, including measures on reducing the negative health impacts on of air pollution, where PPP took role with implementation of projects as improvement of public transport system in the capital, creation of infrastructure for electric vehicles, organization of parks, modernization of heating systems, and secondly, on a waste management side. With the transfer waste to income approach, PPP has also successfully implemented pilot projects on waste management in Osh and in Kantau regional cities, and reducing the negative impacts also of wastewater, where we implemented pilot PPPs in for modernization of existing infrastructure to make it climate resilient by full utilization of wastewater, and in parallel planning analogical projects in our biggest regions. Secondly, approach needs a methodological support, which was is looking by UNIC, I guess. So within successfully evaluation of 8 projects on PIRS methodologies that we had by UNIC, it was clear that the most our PPPs in meeting requirements of third criteria as environmental sustainability and resilience. But also being active developing country on PPPs, we face challenges of lack of guidelines for such PPPs. I mean, we have all the developing countries and also high-income countries have general guidelines for how to make PPPs climate resilient. I mean, in different stage of PPPs, in identification, preparation, and in transaction and also contract management. But there are no specific guidelines which is needed. And so what we do it, we made these pilot projects orientated for climate resilient infrastructure is on a manual mode. So following just our strategic programs and decrees of president and government. And it was not easy and it took more time, I guess, that if we had a so in guidelines, what I would like to offer is that guidelines should have also potential project proposals. So in order to avoid future circumstances, like it was mentioned before me, that climate resilient infrastructure can be more expensive. And so this decision of this kind of moments. And in most of cases, as a PPP guy, let me say that in risk allocation matters, mostly, yes, it was mentioned correctly that governments is try to avoid and take less risk on their side, but mostly in final, it's to taking decisions that both sides is responsible for any climate actions. And after that, in case of these things happen, big argument starting, so it was your fault and it was side of government. So it is therefore it's good to make everything clear on the beginning of the journey. And for example, my country was also made a calculation of making providing climate resilient. It's more than $10 billion. It was provided a short pilot plan and 37% of it was attracted only sources from budget system, and less it was attracted international financial support. So in this case, government also delivering climate financing plan and plan for transformation to green economy, and with creation of Center for Climate Finance, etc. So what I would like to know that institutional base is also important. And every time when we face PPPs with high risk of to climate resilience, we approach to authority bodies, because PPP agencies is not guys who is working for natural disasters, and also to approve some projects which is bringing with let's say nature screenings or feasibility studies. It needs to be have this kind of institutions. And I would like to also consider why PPP is the best instrument to bring a climate resilient infrastructure, because despite of public procurement and also other forms of cooperation, business and government, PPP considers all life cycle of the project. And for private company who is entering in PPP, is important to have less expenses in future, and to pass the infrastructure object in a safety and in a successful mode in order to save their image and also to go for next projects. And I would suggest also just require robust risk assessment. And finally, according to I think constitution of each country, for national disasters is responsible mainly governments. So it's very important for public agencies, and it would be very good also to avoid national disasters and provide more climate resilience infrastructure.